a lot of there have been times since the war when people have been very critical of French security in one thing or another. But I was in French GHQ in La Ferté-sur-Jouarre about the 15th of May 1940, after the Germans were well into France. And we had a small party there under a major of mine, Geoffrey Upton. And I had a conversation with my sort of opposite number on the French, Major Bertrand. And he said to me, we would like to keep your party, but we realize we can't. We're finished here. They realized that. France was going to capitulate altogether, even as early as that. And he said, we'd better get them out for you as soon as we can. And then he said, I want to give you, you all had to do this through an interpreter, because my French is school French, and he didn't have any at all. I want to assure you of one thing. None of your secrets will get into enemy hands. And they never did. But there must have been something like 100 French officers who knew virtually everything we were doing. They had introduced us to the solution of the enigma, so they had to have that. Some of them were in occupied France. Bertrand himself, I believe, was under Gestapo arrest at one time during the war. And to the best of my knowledge, the Germans never got the slightest information.